Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we are going to be interviewing Kirsten and Jevin from Station 11. First, we are going to have Jevin. Hi Jevin, how are you?
Doing good.
That's good. Are you alright if we ask you a few questions?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, first question is, Jevin, what was life like living in your brother's apartment for a month?
As you can imagine, living with someone alone in an apartment, then you locked, I mean, that would suck.
Yeah, that's very, very true. All right, next question. Would you say Hua saved your life by calling you from the hospital?
Yes, I would, because he called me and told me that there was a pandemic outbreaking in the hospital. And if he didn't call me, I wouldn't have known to get all the supplies from the store and bring them to Frank's apartment. So yes, I'd say he saved my life.
Oh, that's good. All right. When you first left your apartment and didn't see another person for 3 days, did you think you were the last person on Earth?
Well, I didn't think I was the last person on Earth, but I did think I was the last person in the city. I didn't see another person for like 3 days when I left, and there was no signs of people anywhere. I did hear a few gunshots, and that's how I knew people were there.
Okay, on to the next question. So, Jevin, what was something you missed most about the pre-collapse life?
I miss being able to trust people. You never know who you can trust out here. People will want to kill you and take your stuff. And I also miss where your last meal would be. I think I miss connecting with people and being able to sit down and have a conversation with someone.
Yeah, I bet that was really hard not having anyone close to you. All right, so what made you decide to become a doctor, Jevin?
There was no doctors around, no nurses, no hospitals or anybody, and there had to be someone to help people. There's been a lot of gunshot wounds and people getting hurt, and I wanted to be able to help them.
Great answer. What are the towns like in the collapse world?
Well, they're mostly small groups of like 200, 300 people, and always on guard. They have guards standing outside of their towns and scouts letting people know when people come in. Most people are good nowadays, but there's some creepy people like the Prophet dude. And he has like freaking 12-year-old wives and stuff, and so yeah, don't mess with him. But the roads are all crowded with cars that are all rusted out. Trees are overgrown and just, yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a rough life. All right, so what will it take to rebuild civilization to how it used to be, Jevin?
It'll take a lot more people. 99% of people have died, and it'll take a lot of years to rebuild civilization like it was, because we're going to have a lot of people to mine for crude oil and get our electricity back and the technology we need to rebuild the world as we know it.
Nice. What's something you have enjoyed about there only being 1% of the population left?
I like how quiet it is. There's no one around. It's like you're in the forest all the time. You just hear birds and crap. And I also like looking at people's houses and seeing what life used to be like, because memories fade and it's hard to remember.
Nice. All right, guys, and now we're here with Kirsten. How are you, Kirsten?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Okay, so your first question is going to be, how do you know who you can trust in the fallen world?
Well, the thing is, you can't really trust anyone. Like, there's towns that have guards, and they just want to shoot you all the time, and can't trust anyone. And, like, if you have a relationship with anyone, then it's
gone now.
Yeah.
That sucks. Okay, on to the next question. So, Kirsten, what made you stay with the symphony all these years?
Well, you can't really go anywhere else. And if you do, there's going to be no one around. And, like, you can stay in a town with with people, but it's not the best. And the symphony makes everything better because it feels like you have another family. Yeah.
Nice. All right, next question. How is life like moving every day and not settling down in one spot?
It's very tiring, and it's hard because you don't have a home to settle down in, but you have a family that's always with you.
Nice. Okay, this is going to be our last question for the show tonight. Okay, Kirsten, do you ever wish that you had been older in the pre-eclapse time?
Honestly, I think I wish I would have been older, so I would remember, like, before the collapse and after the collapse. But at the same time, I think it's good that I was, like, I can't remember the first couple years. And it's, yeah.
Nice. All right, so that's going to be it tonight. Catch us next week. Yeah, everyone, have a great day. We're